Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome to another Rough Riders Radio podcast. I'm the host, the Rough Rider himself. Tonight, we be our 532nd podcast today. It's entitled, and it's based on a little play on words. Way back in 1974, Watergate, Howard Baker, Republican, on the Senate Investigation Committee investigating the dirty deeds of Richard Nixon. He said, the big question would be, what did the president, that was Nixon at the time, what did the president know and when did he know it? The title of our podcast tonight is, What Did Trump Know and When Did He Lie About It? Oh, we couldn't resist that. Let's get it. This is going to be a very short podcast. Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. What did Trump know? Not much. When did he lie about it? All the time, every day, twice on Sunday. What did Trump know? I don't know. He knew how to make money at the taxpayer's expense. When did he lie about it? Oh, in his press conferences. Nothing to see here. It's just a political action committee. And, you know, they're sending all their hard-earned money, those poor educated white idiots, as a political action committee. Trump is under no obligation to spend that money on political activities. It can go right into his effing bank account. What did Trump know? I don't know. He knew in the Mueller report, he knew he had 10 cases of obstruction in the in his first impeachment, the Mueller report, in the Russiagate. And what did Trump do? What did he do? He lied about it. He said, you know, nothing to look here, nothing to see. It was a perfectly beautiful call, a perfectly beautiful letter. It was a perfectly beautiful whatever. What did Trump know? Let's see. On the January 6th, 2021, well, what did Trump know? He just gave a little speech, to a little pep talk to, for his supporters out on the White House ellipse. And then he said, you know, let's see if we can get this recount, the Electoral College count, completely reversed and give it to me instead of Joe Biden, the lawful winner. And when did Trump lie about it? Oh, after the fact. It's you know, I had no idea that my supporters in front of 40,000-50,000 supporters in front of the stage on that morning, January 6, 2021, were fully armed with automatic weapons. Well, maybe that was because Trump asked the Secret Service, who alerted Trump of this danger. He told the Secret Service, I don't care. They're not here to kill me or hurt me. Turn off the magnetometers, the scanning devices that would pick up anyone trying to enter the ellipse area with a metallic weapon, like a gun, an AK-47, AK-15. And, you know, it would have been confiscated. So they turned it off, and they all ended up, all those MAGA idiots, retards, ended up getting into the ellipse area for the speech, fully armed. And, of course, after his speech, they immediately marched to the Capitol, fully armed, fully loaded. So what did Trump know? I don't know. He knew he had lost. He knew he had lost to Joe Biden on November the whatever it was, whatever the 4th, 5th, 6th. Somewhere around there, November the 3rd, 2020. He knew it. When did he lie about it? Oh, every single day between November 3rd, 2020 and January 20th, 2021, when he left Washington and Joe Biden was installed and sworn in as the next president. The 46th president. So there you go. What did Trump know? He knew a shitload. He knew he had documents at Mar-a-Lago. He took almost 320. That's 320 highly, highly, highly classified documents. Top secret, secret, and very, very sensitive. A lot of them with, you know, national defense-related documents. A lot of them nuclear, our nuclear capabilities, nuclear stockpile-related documents. He took them all to Mar-a-Lago. And, of course, you know, what did he know? He knew that. What did he? When did he lie about it? Oh, numerous times over the 18 months that the National Archives and Records Administration tried, asked nicely many times for him, Donald Trump, to return those documents where they belonged, rightfully belonged, and that was in the National Archives and Records Administration, where all presidential records are kept. So what did he know? He knew on June the 3rd, when the FBI came down to Mar-a-Lago, finally, after a subpoena the month before in May 2022, you know, because the National Archives said, even though we came in January and we got, 115 boxes with, you know, 150 documents, we know there's an awful lot of documents remaining. So they asked the Justice Department to get involved, which they did, and they sent a subpoena in May of 2022 down to Mar-a-Lago, ordering Trump to have those remaining documents ready for the FBI, the Justice Department officials, when they arrived at Mar-a-Lago on June the 3rd, 2022, and they walked away with, 25 documents, a couple of boxes, and thinking that was the end of it, and then only to find out very quickly from the National Archives, nope. There's still at least 100 more documents outstanding at Mar-a-Lago. So, hence the raid. And what did Donald Trump know? He knew this. What did he do about it? He lied. His own attorney, one of his own attorneys, signed an affidavit, you know, handwritten, signed, swore, you know, you swear an oath, and you sign it, saying after the June 3rd arrival of the Justice Department to pick up, you know, their 2,000 or so documents, one of Trump's attorneys signed, dated, and, you know, swore under, you know, penalty of perjury that those 24 documents were the end of, you know, were the final amount of documents in the Mar-a-Lago estates, and there were no more documents to be had. And, of course, you know, hence the raid August the 8th. What did Donald Trump knew? No, he knew he had over approximately 100 remaining highly classified documents, top secret, secret, and very sensitive, all national defense related or nuclear weapons, armaments, capabilities related documents. And a lot of them were in his office, in his bedroom, God knows where, and they kept moving. Because the Justice Department could see from the webcam, anyone, people going in and out various times of the day, various days of the week, you know, taking documents in or moving them. So they knew there was something was afoot between June the 3rd and August the 5th when they actually took the search warrant to a federal judge, Bruce Reinhart in South Florida, the federal district judge. And, you know, he signed off on it. He said, yes, you've shown me enough cause to warrant a search by the FBI on the premises of Mar-a-Lago. And 3 days later, August the 8th, that's in fact what happened. There's about between 30 and 40 FBI agents that came down in the morning to Mar-a-Lago, and they had a pretty good idea where to go. They spent some time there, and they walked away with, you know, 100 classified documents. And hopefully that's the end of it. But there are signs that Trump knows something, and he's going to lie about it. That would be Trump knows that there's still outstanding, highly classified documents remaining somewhere on the premises of Mar-a-Lago. And when is he lying about it? Every day, because he's not coming, he's not forthcoming, he's not volunteering information that, to the effect, you know, there's probably 50 more documents that you didn't get on that August the 8th FBI or FBI raid. So what did Trump know, and when did he lie about it? Well, If he knows something, he simply lies about it. So if he knows, whatever he knows, he lies about it. Two go hand in hand like peanut butter and jelly and ham and eggs. This is the old Rough Rider saying, thanks for listening, and Trump will be indicted very soon. It's an open and shut case at this time. He's going to be indicted on three counts. He's going to be indicted on espionage. He's going to be indicted on obstruction. And he's going to be indicted on out-and-out lying, you know, misrepresentation or lying to a federal agency, the Department of Justice, and the National Archives. So, and I'm sure they'll come up with a few more choice counts to go. So that's it for our 532nd podcast. This is the old Rough Rider himself, Rowney Third, heading for home. And you know what? Like, as always, somehow we're in the dugout, and we made it across the plate. And we do it all for you because we know we want you to keep it lit and keep the faith and keep your head up. And remember, we ride so you can all sit back in relaxed manner and just simply decide. Ta-ta.